Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years, but now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
More now on the president's appearance at a rally in Arizona last night, where he says the furor over his comments on violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, was sparked by the media.
President Trump told supporters the media is misrepresenting his words. He read portions of his statement in which he condemned the forces of bigotry and hatred.
A wound inflicted upon one member of our community is a wound inflicted upon us all.
The statement was criticized after he delivered it the first time because it didn't address white supremacist groups, and he blamed many sides for the violence in the city.
A former CIA agent wants to buy Twitter so she can ban President Trump from using it. Valerie Plame Wilson mounting a GoFundMe drive to raise $1 billion so she can buy a controlling interest in Twitter, saying Trump is using it to embolden white supremacists. Since last week, she's raised about $3,000. This is USA Radio News.
Get incredible deals on the latest flooring trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale and transform your home today. All pre-finished hardwood and all bamboo is on sale, including $1 off per square foot on 17 Bellawood floors. Get the best deals on the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors, like 45% off vinyl plank, 43% off Woodlook tile, and 17% off new Click ceramic plank. More from 49 cents plus special financing. The Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
Heavy rains in Kansas and Missouri leading to widespread flooding in the past couple of days and at least one death at last check. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg with the story of a local football legend being in just the right place at the right time there.
A pregnant Lee Summit, Missouri woman has a former Kansas City Chiefs star to thank for her rescue yesterday following the floodwaters from historic rains in the Kansas City area. Neil Smith recorded 592 tackles in his 13-year NFL career, including 104 sacks, but yesterday he talks about the situation he encountered.
When I came out here, this lady, she was driving, and I couldn't believe she was in there. She just got to the point where the car stalled, but she was about like 9 months pregnant. Yeah, and so and she's very short, so I had to walk her out of there.
After assisting the lady to safety, Smith has some advice for drivers.
People tell you, do not go around those barricades when you see water. Just stop. Just turn around.
It's unknown if the woman knew her rescuer was a former Kansas City Chiefs star. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
There's a travel warning in effect from the United States for those thinking of heading to Mexico and Baja California. The State Department issuing the warning yesterday, saying Americans have recently been the victims of violent crimes, including homicide, kidnapping, and carjacking and robbery in various Mexican states, including Tijuana, Rosarito, Ensenada, and also Baja California. They're saying U.S. citizens should stay away from those places, especially at night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The weather for Hunterdon County. Currently, it is 79 degrees. We are expecting sunny days today with a high near 81. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low of 56. Thursday, tomorrow, will be mostly sunny with a high near 79. Friday, a slight chance of showers in the morning, but mostly sunny with a high near 77. Slight chance of showers on Friday night. And Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high near 76. Same thing with Sunday, high near 77. So it looks like we have a beautiful weekend ahead of us. It is currently 12:05.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. And I am also a licensed professional counselor. I have a small practice, here in Flemington, New Jersey. And I've been doing Counselor's Chat for probably almost 5 years, maybe even longer, I'm not sure. And the purpose is to help educate those of you who are listening about good mental health. I talk about quite a variety of things, and today my topic is on self-esteem. Now, we talk a lot about self-esteem, and we want to teach our children good self-esteem, and we think that we have a way of doing it by giving people compliments and building them up and giving them lots of attaboys or attagirls and all of those things. You know, you did a good job, and that builds self-esteem. The reality is that's other esteem. And I frequently think about writing a book on this, and I might at some point, because self-esteem is really important, and I think we get it wrong. Self-esteem is what I think about myself. Self-esteem. It's not what other people think of me. Other people may have tremendously high opinions of me. They may think I'm very talented. They may think that I am very pretty. They may think that I have a lot of charisma. They may think, many, many things that are really positive. But if I don't think them and I don't see them, my self-esteem is low. Or for some people, non-existent. And I have worked with people who have no self-esteem, or it is just so bad that it's painful. So where do we learn about self-esteem? From our parents, our teachers, our siblings, and our peers. And it usually happens when we're children. Now, one of the things that happens currently in our society is that we like to encourage and build up and give all of those, you did a good job, and say that to our children. We don't want to say anything bad to them. We don't want to hurt their feelings. And in reality, that's all about other esteem. We're not teaching them anything. Is it true that the words that I hear as I'm growing up become part of my vocabulary, the phrases, the sentences, the things that are said to me? Yes, that is true. So there is some truth in hearing things like, you're really good at that, you're really talented at that, you know, I'm really proud of you, you did a great job, you know, you're a good person, that was really kind of you. All of those things are really good things to say to children. It's not sufficient. And one of the things is that we stop there. Now, we don't want our children, and I'm not saying this is actually not a good thing, we do not want our children to feel bad. What does that mean? Well, the term feeling bad, with good and bad being judgment words, is that we don't want our children to judge themselves poorly. That's still not necessarily about self-esteem. When we say we don't want our children to feel bad, we are not teaching them good coping skills. And good coping skills is a huge component of good self-esteem. So as I've said before, probably it's been a while, we have four basic emotions. We have sad, mad, glad, and afraid. That's it. Four basic emotions. Now, each one of those emotions have volumes, nuances. So I can be, kind of peaceful. Nothing's really going on emotionally. I'm just kind of calm, all the way to ecstatically happy. Or I may feel just a little, frustrated, all the way to enraged. I might be a little lonely, all the way to feeling terror. Or, because we are complicated people, we can combine feelings, and I like to use the word bittersweet as an example. So one of the things that we think, and it's misinformation, is that if we encourage people only to feel glad, rather than giving them good tools on how to handle the sad, mad, and afraid, they are going to have good self-esteem. This is not true. Someone who is angry can have good self-esteem. You may be grieving or sad and have good self-esteem. You may be afraid and still have good self-esteem. It is because you have a way of coping that is helpful, and a way of talking to yourself that might be helpful. There really isn't anything more important than how you think and feel about yourself. And this is not about having a big ego. It's not about that either. Because sometimes people with very, very low self-esteem have issues of narcissism. They're overcompensating. Their egos are so big, they're overcompensating for the reality of having little to no self-esteem, poor self-esteem at best. So I need to make myself feel good, because the reality is I don't really think that I'm all that great. And it may not even be something that's that clear-cut and conscious, so that I may come across looking like I have narcissism, and actually may even be narcissistic and have a big ego. But when I remove that big ego, I find that I don't have good coping skills, and I find my self-esteem is actually hurting. So the big ego, the narcissism, is the other side of the coin for very low self-esteem. It's really important to have a good sense of humility. Now, what do I mean by humility? The word humility is very interesting. It comes from the base of a Latin word, humus. Some of you that are gardeners may know that humus is dirt. Okay. So when I feel humiliated, I feel less than dirt. If I am humble, I am equal to everyone else, because we're all made of the same stuff. And that's really what humility is about. So having a healthy sense of humility does not necessarily mean I have poor self-esteem. It means I have a realistic picture of who I am as a person. I don't want to have such a high opinion of myself that I am haughty. I want to have a realistic opinion of myself. I want to do things that are based in self-care, self-love, and yes, self-esteem. When we have good self-esteem, life becomes less complicated, brighter, and lighter. with good self-esteem. I have a sense of humility. Okay, maybe I didn't get this right the first time. Maybe I didn't even get it right the second time. That's okay. I'm not going to make a mountain out of a molehill. I am learning from my mistakes. I am not a perfect human being. It's okay to make a mistake. It doesn't make me a bad person. There's no reason to beat myself up. Okay? So having high self-esteem helps that. Brighten up your life. Make it less complicated for when we do have those uphill battles, because we all do. With good self-esteem, we have a greater sense of inner stability, partially because we like ourselves more. We enjoy being in our own company. It's not a roller coaster of feeling really lonely and abandonment and clingy and needy and angry and all of those emotions that can happen because we actually have low self-esteem. We're not vying for attention from other people. We don't need the validation of others to get on with our lives. And we have less self-sabotage. We begin to understand that we deserve better things in life. Again, not because I'm better than you, but because I have the right to strive for. Because I'm a good person. Rather than, I don't deserve. Okay, so self-sabotage can come in from things where I don't deserve. With good self-esteem, you may find that you are more attractive in relationship. What does that mean? Well, what is more attractive? A skunk cabbage or a beautiful bouquet of roses? I got a bouquet of skunk cabbage. I don't think I really want it. Okay? The beautiful bouquet of roses is much more attractive. So the thing is, if I have good self-esteem, more stable, I'm able to handle tough times, I don't beat myself up when I make a mistake, I'm not so needy, I'm okay with times of being alone, I don't have a lot of drama in my life, I don't get into arguments, well, not big arguments anyway, I'm a friend to myself, and that makes me attractive to other people who also want to be friends with me. And ultimately, good self-esteem means I'm a happier person. And that's why it's so important. The good news is self-esteem is based in belief systems. It's only a belief system, nothing more. If I believe that, I don't know, winter is coming, okay? And winter is awful. I hate winter. You got to go out and you got to shovel and drive in the snow and the ice, and it's terrible, and you got to bundle up, and I hate it. That's just a belief, okay? Now, I can change my belief system to say, you know what? I may not be actually crazy about winter, but I love walking in the snow when it's snowing, and I don't mind the exercise when I go out and shovel, and I am a safe driver, and I know that I'm not going to drive during a blizzard, and I get to sit inside and read a book and have a cup of hot cocoa. It's all about how I look at it, and so self-esteem is a lot like that. If you notice that you have low self-esteem, the good news is you can change it. You can change it. And I'm going to give you some tools in changing that. Low self-esteem to higher self-esteem. I need to take a little commercial break. And I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back in just a few moments.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, also a licensed professional counselor. And I am talking to you today about building self-esteem. Self-esteem is how you think about yourself. Very important. I think one of the most important aspects of changing low self-esteem to high self-esteem is something called self-awareness. All these words are about self. Okay, so self-awareness. What does that mean? What am I thinking? What am I feeling? What words am I using? What am I doing? Okay, so those really are the questions to ask myself. What am I thinking? What am I feeling? What am I saying? And what am I doing? The reason why self-awareness is so important is that I may not even recognize that I am using tools that promote low self-esteem. I am using tools that promote low self-esteem. Based on what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, what I'm saying, and what I'm doing. What I'm doing. Okay. You know what? I didn't even realize, I'm going to use this as a make believe, I didn't even realize that I'm sitting here when I watch television eating a whole bag of potato chips every night. That's what I'm doing. I realize that I'm doing that. I'm recognizing that. Is that helping my self-esteem as I'm sitting here at, you know, however many extra pounds? Actually, no. It's not helping me. It's hurting me. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing something that's hurting me. I can make a change in what I'm doing. Okay, so what is it that I am saying to myself? I'm dumb. I'm lazy. I'm fat. I'm not good. Okay. So I may not even realize that I'm saying those things. Or I'm having a conversation with somebody. And I say, well, I can't. I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. I'm not any good at that. Don't even ask me to do that. I can't stand up in front of people. I don't know how to get that accomplished. I'm not good at cooking. I can't, okay? So I'm having conversations with people. I have no talent. I have people that say that. Come on. I have mediocre talent. I have no talent. Really? Do you have no talent at all? Yeah, it's all mediocre. Oh, I see. So you want to cook like Emerald and you want to paint like Michelangelo. You know, you want to write the great American novel. Well, maybe I don't have talent in that area, but we all have talent. Okay. So what am I saying? Then it's, what am I feeling? Well, I'm feeling depressed, feeling anxious, I'm feeling overwhelmed, I'm feeling unimportant, I'm feeling angry, I'm feeling lack of trust, I'm sad, I'm mad, I'm lonely, I'm afraid. Okay? So those feelings, I need to recognize what I'm feeling. And finally, I need to recognize what I am thinking. My inner voice. And so this is all about self-awareness. My inner voice. What conversations am I having with myself in my head when I am by myself? Am I comparing myself? How critical am I? Am I using the word should? That's a huge one. Huge word. I should have known better. I shouldn't do that. Always. Never. I never do anything right. I'm always making a mistake. I can't stand the way I look. I can't stand what I do. I'm not good at anything. Okay, so I'm using those words. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying also is those words, those very words, can be something that you use in your head when no words are coming out of your mouth. Your self-talk. We all have self-talk, and we all have an inner critic. We can be awfully critical. So a place to start building self-esteem is in gaining self-awareness. How negative am I? How much am I really beating myself up? I beat myself up all the time. I compare myself all the time to others. I'm really hard on myself. I recognize it and I see it in what I do and what I say and how I feel and in what I think, okay, my inner voice. One of the things that's really, really important is the word stop. I have to tell myself to stop. And I know for myself, in my own personal life, working at building and changing my self-esteem, telling myself to stop. Stop. Stop the negative self-talk. Stop doing something that's harmful to myself. Stop being a critic. Stop comparing. Stop. Now, the word stop is not sufficient. Why is that? Because our brain is always active. It's always thinking, for the most part. And so we need to then come up with something that's positive. So I have to tell that inner critical voice to stop. I mean, you have to say, stop. Wow, I didn't even, you know what? My habit, grab the bag of chips sitting on the sofa. I start eating them. Wait a minute, stop. This isn't helpful. Stop. Let me put them away. Okay, now I've changed an action. I'm going to come up with a positive phrase. I'm going to say something that is going to be helpful. In some ways, it's like turning a big ship around. It's not always easy. We're not talking about easy. We're talking about change. Changing something from negative to positive. You may need to go, and you can do this, you can go online, you could Google positive affirmations. Because we have negative affirmations. I'm dumb, I'm stupid, I can't do anything right, I'm always making mistakes, nobody likes me. Those are negative affirmations. All my friends are mean to me. Negative affirmations. I'm going to look up positive affirmations. Positive. I'm a good person. I like who I am. I have talents. I am capable. I'm willing to learn new things. And say them in the present moment. I am. Not I will be. Or I'm going to. I'm going to feel good about myself. Well, that's sometime in the future. I do feel good about myself. I'm a good person. I have good friends. I make healthy choices for myself. I'm making changes in the present moment. I no longer compare myself to other people. I accept myself just where I am. I'm willing to learn and grow. So the more I work at changing that inner voice, and I start taking some action, I'm going to start feeling better. I become a coach. I'm going to coach myself. It's a simple way to keep myself motivated. I might want to write things down. I'm going to make a list. Sometimes I suggest to people post-it notes. Put a post-it note on your dashboard that has 5 positive affirmations. Put a post-it note on your bathroom mirror that's got 5 positive affirmations. Put a post-it note on your night table. Put a post-it note in your wallet. Put a post-it note on your iPad. Put a post-it note on your computer. Put a post-it note on your television. On the door that you come in and out of. Because the thing is we're talking about breaking a habit, a negative habit to a positive habit. Put a post-it note on your refrigerator, listing 5 things. They could be the same ones. Just copy down 5 positive affirmations. It's an easy way to remind yourself to gain that self-knowledge to gain self-awareness and to make that change. One of the things that can help build self-esteem, and we don't really do it very much because we're taught not to do it, because we don't want to seem like we're being boastful, is to give yourself, I'm going to call it a self-appreciation statement. I appreciate that I have the ability to recognize also things that you do well. You know what? I may not be the greatest cook, but I make a great omelet. I'm a good omelet maker. Learn how to appreciate and work at appreciating what you do, even if it's filled with mistakes. I am always learning is a positive affirmation. I want to learn how to draw. I am always learning. The more I practice, the better I get. My vet where I take my cats, oh gosh, I'm going to say maybe about 15 years ago, he started to take guitar lessons. And I'd go for, you know, get the cats annual checkups and rabies shots, all that. And he'd say, oh, I'm terrible. And I'd say, just keep practicing. You'll get good at it. Practice. You'll get good at it. After several years, I'd say, you still playing the guitar? He said, yeah, I am. I said, how you doing? He says, not bad. He said, I kept practicing. We think that we don't have talent. The thing is that we are not training ourselves, teaching ourselves, and practicing. Now, yes, not all of us have an aptitude for specific things. I get that. However, I believe if you can draw a straight line, if you can draw a circle, you can probably draw a picture. Now, I have personally the ability to draw, and I can draw fairly well. Generally speaking, in my practice, when I want to draw something, I draw stick figures. And I don't say, oh, I'm really sorry, I'm drawing. No, it's that I'm drawing stick figures, specifically stick figures. And I don't sit there and go, oh, so bad at this. It's I'm drawing stick figures. We can all draw stick figures. Work at having fun at what you are doing. Because the thing is, if you're beating yourself up, you're saying how awful it is, you're not having fun with it. If you're not having fun with it, it's not helping you. You're not going to want to necessarily practice. So every day, write down several things that you appreciate about yourself. This is also working on building that list of a personal list of positive affirmations. I appreciate the fact that I'm a good person. I like that I have a good sense of humor. I was kind to someone today. I appreciate that about my ability to be kind. I said thank you today to people. I'm appreciative. I appreciate the fact that I am appreciative. So you could do this on a piece of paper, post-it note, so you can put those around, or even in a journal. After a while, you're going to start seeing that you are really building a whole list of positive affirmations that are specific to you. One of the things that's important to work on building good self-esteem is to not fall into the trap of comparing yourself to others. People come into my office and they want to be normal. I don't like the word normal. Not that I don't use it, but I don't really like it all that much. When I look around and I say, normal, if I want to be like everybody else, I don't really want to be like everybody else. I want to be like me. So what normal is for me may not be normal for you. And here's a good example. Maybe for me, when I go outside in the hot weather, I perspire like a water fountain. That's normal for me when I'm outside in the heat. When you're outside in the heat, you may be fine. That may not happen for you. So what's normal for me and what's normal for you are two different things. I may be allergic to peanuts. You may not be. You have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Most people have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. That's normal. I can't do it. I want to go with what's healthy. So when I start comparing myself, what's wrong with me that I can't eat peanut butter? That doesn't help. What's wrong with me that I can't paint like Michelangelo? What's wrong with me that I can't stand up in front of a crowd and give a speech? Well, all of those things are shame-based and they're comparison-based, and they don't build self-esteem. They lower self-esteem. So that when I begin to say, you know what, I can do what I can do, and I can only do it at the level that I can do it at, then I'm good with it. I may not be able to, I may not be able to play a piano like a concert pianist, but I play the piano like I play the piano. I may not be able to cook like some of the top chefs in the world, but I still can make a decent meal. I cook the way I cook. I like what I cook. I'm good at cooking certain things. There are other things I may not be good at, and that's okay. I'm not going to compare myself. I might be a good cook, but not the greatest baker. That's okay. That's why we have bakeries. So that instead of comparing yourself, again, there's that inner critic. I should be able to. There's that inner voice, that should word. Tell yourself to stop and change it. Oftentimes, all of those negative statements are something that we learned. Either our parents did the comparing, your older sibling this, your cousin that, the neighbor across the street the other thing. When I was a kid, I did this, and you can't seem to do it. Okay? When those things happen, we learn how to compare ourselves because we are being compared to. If I'm dyslexic and the other students in class are not, and I compare myself to their ability to read and my ability to read, it's going to affect my self-esteem. If I say, you know what, I am going to learn to read at my own pace, I may have some challenges, that doesn't mean I can't read. So, building self-esteem does take a little work. Recognizing what's going on, making changes. So I need to take another little commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. Again, I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Excuse me. Good afternoon. Welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling, and I am nationally certified. I have a private practice here in Flemington. If you're interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarole with two L's, counselor.net. It's counselor O-R. You can also call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. I do not keep a waiting list. If you are struggling with depression, anxiety, addiction issues, codependency, relationship issues, obsessive-compulsive disorder, many different things, please give me a call. If you have a suggestion for a topic or would like to make a comment on today's show, again, please give me a call. You can also follow Counselor's Chat on Facebook. So please friend me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook, and I would love to see your comments. If you have a particular show you might want to listen to, they're listed pretty much in the archives. So you could go into Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Chamber Radio, find a particular date, see on Counselor's Chat and Facebook where the date and the program title match. And then that would be how you would get your topic. Anyway, the topic today is building self-esteem. And self-esteem is really important. It's how I feel about myself. It's not what you say to me about me. If you say nice things and I have a low self-esteem and you give me a compliment, it means nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I've experienced it myself, and I've seen it with others. A really nice compliment kind of comes at you and it gets to your head and it just splits and goes around you. Like, it doesn't go in. It's like, I don't even know who these people are talking about, because it's not me. I'm not that great. I'm not that good. I'm not that wonderful. Okay. Self-esteem is the words and the things and the thoughts that I have about myself. And if I notice, again, self-awareness is really important. If I notice that I'm having negative self-talk, negative thoughts, use negative words, take negative actions, I'm self-critical, I'm comp- prepare myself. I need to tell myself to stop. Stop is not sufficient. I then need to put in something positive. And that's where positive affirmations take place. The other thing is to then also start focusing on, well, what is it that I really enjoy doing? I may not do it really well, but what is it that I enjoy good at doing? Maybe I'm really good at and I enjoy doing crossword puzzles. You know what? I'm really good at crossword puzzles. I may not be the best painter, but I'm really good at crossword. I'm a fantastic speller. For those of you who are listening that know me and I'm not a fantastic speller, we'll talk later. Anyway, I'm not, and that's just the reality, but that doesn't affect my self-esteem. That means that's just a reality of who I am, and I have abilities to look words up, get their correct spelling. I know how to handle it. I'm okay with it. I appreciate the fact that I have the ability to spell words correctly by looking them up. One of the things that's also important is to not be self-critical and not to compare and to let go of perfectionism. So many people with low self-esteem have a habit of being or having the need to be perfect. Very tough on themselves when they make a mistake. They don't like things that are just good enough. They want things perfect. And they're never satisfied. The only thing this does is it shrinks your self-esteem. We all fail. We all make mistakes. Remember, sad, mad, glad, and afraid, there's only one feeling that's positive. The other three are uncomfortable. So one comfortable and three uncomfortable feelings. So I need to know how to handle those feelings when they come up. So rather than yell at myself, I learn coping skills. I look for the upside. I work at practicing optimism. I look for opportunities. What can I learn from my mistake? I look at mistakes as a way of learning. I appreciate my ability to learn. The other thing that's really important about building self-esteem is creating lists of gratitude. What am I grateful for? When I start looking at things that I'm grateful for, and it could be I'm grateful for having good friends in my life, I'm grateful for having the ability to learn. I'm grateful that I have running water in my house. I'm grateful that I'm able to afford to live in a place where I have running water. I'm grateful that I can make changes in my life. I'm grateful that I can actually stop and listen to my self-statements, recognize that they're negative, and change them to positive. I'm grateful that I can stop saying I can't and start saying I can. So making a gratitude list can be really important in building self-esteem. Try something new, even though you may fail at it, and give yourself that pat on the back. For taking the effort. The other thing that's really important in building positive self-esteem is actually spend time with people that are supportive and less time with people that are destructive. Yes, we can have people in our lives that are toxic, that are putting us down, tearing us down, have nothing positive to say. It could be a parent, a sibling, a friend, a boss, a coworker. I've had people in my office say, my friend has nothing nice to say about me. I got a haircut. She didn't like it. I tried a new color nail polish. She didn't like it. She asked me why I picked this ugly color to paint my kitchen. She has nothing nice to say. And then how come she is your friend? That's the question. You have the right to make changes. A lot of times, parents can be like that. Siblings can be like that. Not just friends. So you can actually say, you know what? This person brings me down. I don't feel good when I'm with them. Even though we're supposed to be friends, I don't feel like that. We're really, they're friends. Well, I'm only trying to help you with giving you correction. Well, that's not necessarily helpful, especially as an adult, unless I ask for your advice. That's different. In addition, notice what you watch on television. What kind of books do you read? What kind of songs do you listen to? Are these things that are uplifting, or are they negative? Are they supportive, or do they pull you down? Self-esteem is something only you can take care of. I, as a counselor, cannot build someone else's self-esteem. I can only provide the tools for them to build their own self-esteem. It's like saying, I want to build a house. I'm going to go to Home Depot. Home Depot can only provide the tools and the materials. I need to do the building. They're not going to come and build my house. I have to build my house. I might want to make a pie. I'm going to go to the grocery store and buy apples and flour and all the things I need to make a pie. So that's me. Okay? So you come to me, I can give you the tools. I can't make it. You go home and you practice. You take these tips. You say, I'm going to Google positive affirmations. I'm going to even look up how to build self-esteem. I'm self-aware enough to know that my self-esteem is low because I'm always in some kind of pain. I'm not happy with who I am. And the good news is you can change that. So I'm Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. I hope this was useful. And I do wish you all good mental health, and I will be back next week. Please follow me on Counselors Chat on Facebook. Take care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
And you see what's going on in North Korea. All of a sudden, I don't know, who knows? But I can tell you what I said, that's not strong enough. Some people said it was too strong. It's not strong enough.
President Trump, during his Make America Great Again rally in Phoenix, Arizona, he said he has one issue on which he respects Kim Jong-un.
But Kim Jong-un, I respect the fact that I believe he is starting to respect us. I respect that fact very much.
While President Trump's rally was taking place, anti-Trump protesters were getting violent against police, resulting in tear gas, flashbangs, and pepper balls being used against them. Police say there were 3 protest-related arrests, 2 for aggravated assault on an officer, 1 for criminal damage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Things are just better when they're doubled, like double the value and double the savings. That's what you get right now from OvationHair.com. Ovation cell therapy hair and scalp treatment, clinically proven to repair damage, reduce